Hey friends, this is your Creative Kaibigan, a podcast where we dilute famous keynotes into graspable advice on creativity, productivity, and storytelling by some of the leading creatives across the world. My name's Joe. I'm so honored to be your host, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Let's start the podcast. What is ultimately part of us is our tendency to be instinctive. As much as it is, it can be a curse. But sometimes it could also be a blessing. It is going out of what is the expected from you, being able to act without reason, that you ultimately can play creatively, and let your mind run and gallop to the extent of where you want it to go. It's the moment you let go of all inhibitions, have your artistic spirit transcend boundaries, that you can eventually create something unimaginable. Whether it be in the present or in the past, there is no such thing as good or bad work, only work that is remembering. In this case, however, as optimistic as the creative process sounds, we are not exempt to life's hard decisions. They inevitably make us who we are. In those moments, you must think and feel and even learn with what you can make your decision from that could ultimately benefit you in the long term. We need to understand hard choices we make. In essence, what often happens to us is that we get puzzled in each choice and choose to ponder even more because each choice has its pros and cons. But coming to think of it, one is never less or better than the other. This is what we discover in Ruth Chang's TED Talk in 2014 entitled How to Make Hard Choices. As she presents on the TED main stage, she discusses her journey from being a lawyer onto being a philosopher because of her lineup of choices. Chang suggests that by realizing small choices can also be hard, whether that be choosing Fruit Loops or Frosty Flakes, Vans or Adidas, or watching Goblin or Crash Landing on You. Okay, side note, choices would be Frosty Flakes, Adidas, and Undecided because Chloe and Goblin are ultimately great. They're also very capable to put you in a downward spiral as well. Then you can immediately realize that making big choices, like moving on to graduation, what is the next career pursuit, or traveling the world, would seem less intimidating because they end up following the same process anyway, according to Chang. She puts this distinct note, that we shouldn't think hard choices are hard just because of our inability to think. Hard choices are hard because they are no best option. There's always pros and cons to every path. No path is better than the other if it aligns to your purpose in life. Chang gives a vital piece of advice that we can ultimately end up following. You need to make our choices that lead you to the person you wish you could become. No decision is ever considered good or bad when you strip out off of societal norms and expectations. What it should only do is align your principles and, more so, strengthen the values you want to uphold for the rest of your life. It's good especially to know what you don't want, so you could ultimately double down on decisions you want to make. Regarding our talents, Chang also adds that we cannot compare talents and values from one over the other, along with our decisions. Every pillar of society is just as important and vital in creating the overall picture of our thoughts and our very beings today. She challenges us to become the authors of our own lives. We shouldn't be having reasons for our purpose to be defined by others, but only be done as we do the work. Our choice should be supported by the reasons we give ourselves, according to Chang. Center yourselves on the options given to you, and then with your individual choices, let that be the expression of yourself. Our choices should inevitably support the person we want to be. Thus, if we have retained that understanding, we need to support and accept our choices wholeheartedly. Chang possesses to all of us a challenge. We shouldn't be merely drifters, people who are allowed our story to be told by others, when we don't confront the hard choices in our lives. It is by being accountable and dedicated to take agency of what we believe we should pursue for our overall purpose and the understanding of our consequences, and in the moment you're making a hard decision, you know that you're doing something worthwhile, worth remembering, and beneficial to your overall legacy on Earth. We shouldn't let the easiness of a decision be an option to what we do. Rather, it is us making the hard choices that inevitably lead us to a more fulfilling life. Hey, it's Joe. I hope you liked the creative advice today. Please check out the creative works featured in this episode. Now make sure to turn off your phone, use what you learned today, and do something creative. Hope to see you in the next episode.